The stars are shining brighter than the night that I remember. My thoughts are like a river, reflecting in all directions. I'm on a foreign, but not today.
Takes 6 seconds or the length of 2 football fields for a large truck traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. Never cut in front of an 18-wheeler for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
We have hit the midway mark of the Viva La Mock radio program. Appreciate you hanging in, or maybe you just tuned in because you're like, dude, you played boring stuff for the first 2 hours. It's that last 2 hours that you're rocking. Speaking of rocking, you are rocking WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is still Paul, and it is that show called Viva La Mock. I have a WRCT radio and music calendar to get to right now. Before I get to the either of these calendars, I got to remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme. They show classic, cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, you can go to rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3325. Let's turn our attention to this WRCT music and radio calendar. We're going to start things off with the radio calendar, some events I'm familiar with that are going on around town. For example, Thursdays from 4 to 8 and Saturdays from noon to 5 at the Carnegie Museum of Art, they are hosting Inside Out. It's celebrating Pittsburgh's rich cultural landscape with performances, summer jams, art activities, food, drinks, and more. Inside Out extends the museum experience outdoors in a safe, physically distant environment. Enjoy live performances, DJs, art making, food trucks, local beers, kid-friendly treats, and more. Again, that's Thursdays from 4 to 8 and Saturdays from noon to 5 down on Forbes Avenue in Oakland. Also, don't forget, over at the Warhol, they're doing the Taste of Grace exhibition. We're talking about Grace Jones, the groundbreaking musician, model, actress, and performer. She is unapologetically androgynous, theatrical, and inventive. Of course, Warhol and Jones, they met in the mid-70s and remained lifelong friends. The exhibit actually highlights Jones as a cultural sensation and includes portraits of by Warhol and over 30 photographs and dozens of archival items. Find out more information at warhol.org. You can always visit the Warhol down on Sandusky Street on the north side, North Shore, whatever they call that these days. This exhibit goes on now through the 29th of November. A couple things happening in September. For example, the Pittsburgh Irish Fest is coming back. It's the 30th annual Celtic celebration. The lineup features new bands, well-known favorites, local Irish dance groups, and so much more on four stages. It's at the Lots at Sandcastle in the Homestead area. It is September 10th through the 12th, which is a Friday through Sunday. For more information, pghirishfest.org. You got the Irish Fest. What about the Scottish Fest? Yeah, well, we call that the Ligonier Highland Games, and the 62nd annual Highland Games is happening out at Idlewild Park in Ligonier. Now, that is Saturday the 18th. It's the following weekend. It's a festive celebration of Scottish culture. You can see Scottish music, traditional games, drumming, traditional food, dancing, crafts. It's fun for the whole family. Gates open at 8 a.m. For a full schedule of events, go to LigonierHighlandGames.org. And don't forget about the Lawrenceville Farmers Market, which happens each and every Tuesday at Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville. It's from 3 to 7, rain or shine. There are tons of vendors. It's a good time for good food. More information can be found at, just email market@lunited.org, or you can call 412-802-7220. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, what you have to do is send it to us in an email at radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn our attention now to that thing I call the WRCC Music Calendar, which I'm guessing in the month of September is going to be a very fluid music calendar because things are changing, you know? Kiss, the day of their show, it made national headlines, had to postpone their Pittsburgh show this past week. Why? Because Paul Stanley came down with COVID. So we hope he's doing better. And since he was vaccinated, I'm sure his symptoms will be milder because that's what happens when you're vaccinated. You can still get COVID. You can still pass COVID on. But the chances of you being in a hospital respirator, very slim. Very slim. It has nothing to do with my music calendar. So yes, I know the program director is knocking on the window going, music calendar, Moxer. Music, yes, yes, okay, going to the music calendar. Music calendar, here we go. Let's see what's coming up in the next few days, weeks, all that. I don't even know what day it is today. Oh, wait, scrolling. Keep that mouse scrolling. All right, here we go. Here's some shows happening, apparently. Murder Junkies in town on Friday, the 3rd of September, playing Preserving Underground. The Oaks Theater is hosting Pure Gold that same evening, and the Tambritsons are doing a free show at South Park Amphitheater. No Bad Juju down at Vinosky Winery and Ross Traver on Saturday the 4th. Doobie Brothers are out at Star Lake and Terrapin Flyer at Thunderbird on that day. Waxahachie with Katie Kirby at Mr. Smalls on Sunday the 5th. Lindsay Buckingham coming to town on Tuesday the 7th, playing the Carnegie Homestead Music Hall. Hop Along is at the Thunderbird on Tuesday the 7th. Lydia Lunch at Preserving Underground on Wednesday the 8th with Bob Burt of Sonic Youth Connections. Walter Weasel and Tim Dahl all on that bill, according to my calendar. Dinosaur Jr. playing Mr. Smalls on Friday the 10th with Riley Walker. Pixies at Stage AE on the 11th of September. The Struts at Stage AE on the 12th. Fozzy, who was in the Motley Crue mock I did last week at Jurgles on the 12th. Wild Pink and Rat Boys at the Club Cafe on Sunday the 12th as well. And at Mr. Smalls, it's Moon Taxi with Sparkle City Disco. Now, on the 14th, Modern English was supposed to be in town. I have gotten reliable news that show has been postponed to 2022. So no Modern English coming up, but it is on my calendar. It says Candlebox is at the Roxian. I think I saw Candlebox once. I think. Not like on purpose. It was, they were the band playing after a Pirates game. And also, you know, and I realized I knew more of their songs than I didn't realize that I knew. So take that. Carbon Leaf is playing the Thunderbird on the 16th of September. Oh, I think on the 15th, and I mentioned this earlier, it's not actually on my music calendar for good reason. And one is because these are not shows you can just walk in and buy a ticket day of. Steve Wynn is coming to town. He's going to be performing at Bantha, which is a little tea shop on Penn Avenue. So it's going to be an intimate, very intimate show. I reached out to Bantha earlier today, and they said, yeah, there's no postponement announcement at this time, Moxter. But he said, you do have to go to Undertow Music, I think it is. Yes, undertowmusic.com to find out about ticket information and all that. And that's the only way you can get a ticket and get to a show. But I'm pretty excited if that one's still happening. That's on the 15th. Speaking of the 15th, Flogging Molly, Violent Femmes, and the Me First and the Gimme Gimmes are at Stage AE, and Deer Tickets at Mr. Smalls. Lightning Bolt coming to town on the 17th, playing the Club Cafe. I know. So much. Reckless Kelly at Jurgles on the 19th, and Mr. Smalls is hosting a Guar show. How about that? James McMurtry is doing two shows on the 21st, which is a Tuesday. Of course, those are Club Cafe shows. And Bob Mould is on the Mr. Smalls schedule for Thursday, the 21st. Okay, I'm gonna pause there because that's a lot of shows. That is a lot of shows, and I got more music to get to. I don't know. We're already like 10 minutes into the third hour of the Viva La Mock radio program. Hey, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in, joining in. You know what? Before I go any further, I should tell you that you can hear the music calendar and the radio calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again 11 p.m. And then on Tuesdays, I, the Mockster, will reveal it at 5 p.m. Just because you're special. You are. Your mom was right all these years. What about the mock? Mockster, you've talked about this mock, and it's coming up in about 50 minutes. What is your mock? Tell me, please. I want to go to bed. I'm like, it's 5. Oh, and the mock. So on this day, back in 1964, a film made its debut. It's film debut. So I'm going to mock the film. I'm going to mock songs of the film, characters in the film. What film might that be, Mockster? Mary Poppins. It's a Mary Poppins mock, and that's happening coming up here in about now 49 minutes. Let's find our way back into more music. I'll let you know, a beautiful young lady is celebrating her 78th birthday today. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Tuesday Weld. So let's play the real Tuesday Weld. Oh, no, you want an people to give you that loan. Oh, you want an people to give you that loan. Oh, you want an people to give you that loan. Oh, you want to know how to give that loan. Oh, you want an empty people to give you that loan. Oh, you want an empty people to give you that loan. Oh, you want an empty people to give you that loan. Oh, you want to know how to give that loan. Oh, you did it, you know, what me do, love me. Oh, you did it, you know, what me do, love me.
Blazing away like a star. exactly a room. America's killing its youth.
Susie Sue. Yeah, Susie and the Banshees doing their version of Dear Prudence, wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. I kind of did a little flashback there because modern English was before that. I don't know what I was flashing back to, but you heard me say at the music calendar that the Modern English show has been postponed. It was supposed to be on the, I think, the 14th of September down at the Craft House. It has been postponed to 2022. So I went back to After the Snow just for you Modern English fans out there and played a Life in the Glad House. Suicide in there from 1970, I think 77, I think is when that one came out, from their debut with Ghost Rider, and start off the entire set celebrating the birthday of Tuesday Weld, who is 78 years old today, by playing the band The Real Tuesday Weld with a bath time in Clerkenwell is what the name of the track is. Wow, I'm just getting beyond myself. I don't even know what's going on, but one thing I do know, and I don't understand it, is that our Deep Blues Hour here, which is Tuesdays at 7, is actually a three-hour-long program. So what's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 3 hours, of course. But Steve still calls it the Deep Blues Hour. He just does it three different times, apparently. So you can join Steve on Tuesdays from 7 to 10 for those 3 hours of classic and traditional blues right here on WRCT. And rumor has it, WRCT has taken over Arsenal Lanes. And why do I say that? Because rumor has it Steve might actually start spinning music, not blues music, you know, because he's got a depth of music, as most WRCT's DJs do, down at the Lanes. Now, I know that Liz Mayday, who does Noise Theory on Mondays at 3, she's been there every Saturday night. I, the Mockster, playing the Modern English, playing the Susie and the Banshees, makes me say, you know, I am reviving. I am committing to you that I am going to revive Thursday's 80s, 90s nights down at Arsenal Lanes. And I'm going to start that right after Labor Day. Once we hit September, why not? Let's make that happen. Because, you know, it sounds like fun. Let me segue that last set into my next set. How do I do that? Well, Tuesday Weld was on the cover of Matthew Sweet's breakthrough album, Girlfriend. He wanted to name the album after a different track on the album, but Tuesday Weld's management team and probably Miss Weld herself refused, and with good cause, because the last track on the disc is called Nothing Lasts, and that's what he wanted to name the album. And she's like, I don't want my image on your album that says Nothing Lasts. And so I give props to Tuesday Weld. I also give props to Matthew Sweet, because that Girlfriend album is an awesome album.
When you said to me, you are not so old, did I know it then? 'Cause I had just been told, I didn't think I'd find you perfect in so many ways. But I've been waiting, I want to have you. I've been waiting,
About a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know? Talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Well, they're standing on the welfare lines, crying on the doorsteps of those armies of salvation. Wasting time on the unemployed line. Sit around, wait for a promotion. Don't get no talking about a revolution. Sounds like a whisper.
Don't you know? I'm talking about a revolution. It sounds like a whisper.
Right now. future.
Living Color tackling Tracy Chapman's Talking About a Revolution. Original version can be found on Tracy Chapman's debut album, which came out in 1988. In fact, it was this week in 1988 that album was the number one album on the Billboard chart. So I thought I'd play a cover in celebration of that. Cat Power, speaking of celebration, Cat Power went back to the greatest for her tribute to the Everly Brothers with Dreams, which is her version of All I Have to Do is Dream, if you didn't figure that out. Automatic for the People is the album that gave us REM's new Test Leper, and I started off the entire set from the Girlfriend album and Matthew Sweet, and I've Been Waiting. You know what? I've been waiting. I've been waiting for a mock, and it's coming up in 15 minutes, and hopefully you've been patient in waiting for that as well. You know what else I've been waiting for? I've been waiting for these uncertain times to change, but they haven't. But guess what? People needing organ transplants, they actually need your help more than ever. Now, there's lots of social network websites out there, but one of them saves lives, and it's matchingdonors.com. It links organ donors with people in need of organs. So, did you know in the U.S., 22 people die each and every day waiting for an organ transplant? Most of them are waiting for kidneys. So, if you've considered becoming a living donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com because it is the home of the greatest gift, which is the gift of life. That's matchingdonors.com. I got one more set of music to get into before we wrap up this hour, and then one more hour, and then we wrap up the show. Got a Mary Poppins mock coming up in less than 15 minutes now, but let's turn on the rock and roll. We're going back to 1988's Jettison album for this one. It's one of my favorite Naked Ray Gun songs. Hopefully it's one of yours. It's Vanilla Blue.
My spine, my boots feel empty. I see the woman.
clap your hands.
This is Thor, the Rock Warrior, and you are listening to The Mockster on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. You better not change the dial, or I will crush your head like a little berry. Vive le mock!
From his brand new album, Alliance. That's Thor with Power Hungry here on the Viva La Mock radio program. What else was in that set of music? How about some Big Stick doing Jesus Was Born on an Indian Reservation? Before that, the Jesus and Mary Chain with My Little Underground. Played some Husker Du, went back to Candy Apple Gray for I Don't Know For Sure. And speaking of not knowing for sure, the one thing I do know for sure is I played some Naked Ray Gun with Vanilla Blue to start off that entire set of music. We've got a Mary Poppins mock coming up in a matter of seconds. So stay tuned here to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It's right after this.
Good afternoon, and you're listening to Ebony Spectrum here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Well, the election was yesterday. Have a lot of different perspectives from a lot of different folks, so thanks for listening.
Let's bring into the conversation the president of the National Action Network, the host of MSNBC's Politics Nation, the Reverend Al Sharpton. Rev, good morning. I know you were with the Harris campaign last night. Obviously, as the night went on, things became more and more grim for them, ending with shock probably this morning as this race was called for Donald Trump.
No, probably shock would be the word for many that were at the Howard University party, and then disbelief. I think also what we've got to deal with, you're correct when you say the economy was weighed on a lot of the voters around the country and a distorted view of the economy. Let's remember, Donald Trump is a expert promoter, and he was able to get a lot of myths across the table that really were not true. But it was not well promoted on the other side. I think that we also have to deal with the issue of race and gender. There was a lot of gender bias in this. There was a lot of race bias in this. And I think that we thought a lot of voters were more progressive in those areas than they were. When you have the Dobbs decision, and you see this kind of vote anyway with the person that put the three justices on the Supreme Court, you have to ask yourself, are we fooling ourselves saying that Americans are further down the road toward dealing with gender bias and race bias than we thought? So I would say this, though. Donald Trump, I've known a long time, he will self-destruct. The problem that I see is not Trump. The problem is that those that can be appealed to in this way, and how we've got to bring this country together. And we cannot do it by being like January 6th ourselves. There would not be a January 6th on our side. We will deal with this in a dignified way and try to put the pieces together. So we've lost, but we lost a battle. The war is not over.
Well, Rev, let's talk about, you talked about gender and race. Let's talk about race. Donald Trump fared very well with Hispanic voters, especially Hispanic men. The numbers are coming in still a little early, but I think he did better with black men than was expected in the past. What do you think pushed that, especially with the Hispanic voters going for Donald Trump as much as they did? Because that made a big difference.
I think that a lot of it was he was able to sell a lot of Hispanic voters that immigration was a threat to them, that some of the people coming across the border was a threat to them. I think that we've got to be honest, among Hispanic men and black men, there's a lot of misogyny. And I think that we've got to deal with the reality that he appealed to this whole false macho thing that some black men and some Latino men went for. I think that we cannot sit around just bedwetting. We've got to deal with the reality, and we've got to deal with the situation as it is in our own communities.
Well, bedwetting gets you, political bedwetting gets you exactly this. Mm-hmm. you don't want to do that. At some point, Democrats are going to have to confront some realities that they haven't wanted to confront in the past. They didn't want to confront the past issues on the border. It took them too long to confront that. We talked about a transgender inmate ad that ran 30,000 times that the Democrats refused to respond to, despite the fact it was Donald Trump's own policy, because I guess some people in the campaign, we talked about this before, thought it might be, you know, maybe they were too woke to actually respond to a false ad, and maybe they were afraid that they would be attacked by their own base. There are so many questions for the Democrats to answer, but one of them, the one that's that I just saw that's going to be staring them in the face for some time if they don't do something about it, is that 45% of Hispanics